Good day, I'm back again with another new podcast. Today I'm just speaking about a few minutes I want to spend on where I need to join or how I need to validate whether way to do data science, whether a good reputed college or where the certificate gonna had a huge amount of weightage. If I say that, hey, I'm from this X institute, these people said, oh, wonderful, this guy is tremendous in knowledge. Just remember, it's not your intermediate or even your BTEC. In order to say, based on the certificate, people are gonna hire you. Or people are gonna say, hey, this guy done from this college, this guy gonna be tremendous in knowledge. Always remember, don't believe or don't trust in a high reputed college certificate. Always remember, a HR gonna hire you not based on from which a reputed institute you got the certificate, but they always look at what are the projects you've done in your resume, right? Always that gonna be the main weightage, friends. Always the projects gonna be the weightage. What are your skills you used? What are the various algorithms you implemented? What are the various new thoughts you came up with to solve that problem? What is your journey? How you just driven a project towards a solution? That makes a data scientist a highly reputed person. It's not a certificate. There are various people who done data science from various reputed institutes, but they never got a job. It's always important and mandatory. It's not just schooling, friends, or an engineering or a degree to showcase some that I've done from this reputed college. Always remember, too, just don't spend time on the theoretical. What you're going to get that, when you spend time on theoretical? Always think, always question for why. If you're learning about statistics, don't say, hey, what is statistics? Don't just say, if your friends came near you, statistics is important. Always question, why statistics in data science? Right? If you're looking at an agenda, don't just go with that agenda. Just question them, why? What is your main goal? If people are saying, hey, you want to learn big data, you want to learn Java, don't just go with that Java programming or big data things. Question why you want big data or why you want Java programming as a data scientist. So a data scientist can build the models not only with Java, he can build it through Spark, he can build it through Mahout, he can build it through MATLAB, he can build it through R, Weka, Python, any of the programming language, even C++. So just question why you are learning. Don't just go in a way all the people are going, friends. Always remember, doing a project is important, not the theory. Spend it, you're gonna feel the pain. It's gonna be a challenge to do your first project. Don't just stop yourself. Move on, do it. You're gonna finally, you can make a job for sure, right? So always focus on how many projects you are doing. How you are able to implement that projects is one of the main important thing. Don't just go towards a certificate. Always go towards completion of a project. Go towards interns. Go towards some of the projects, whether it's gonna be free. Do it in when you're after working in your company, you can get some time on weekends, register or try to ask for some of the freelancing projects. Try to work on them. You build yourself. Try to give a plan saying that I want to learn 2 months on data science and rest 3 months need to work on projects. In this way, within 5 months, at any cost, I want to crack a job on data science. Right? In this way, try to plan, friends. For sure, you are able to do it. Thank you so much. We're gonna meet again on another podcast. Until then, take care. Bye-bye. Thank you.